Did you guys notice when she said she's really excited about several speakers, she never mentioned me? So, so I feel like, well, first of all, my name is Morgan, if I haven't met you. I lead our women's ministry here. And we do have a lot of speakers coming in this year, some brand new to the gathering, but familiar to you guys. One of them that I'm excited about is Linda, our executive pastor. She'll be in. I can't remember the others, but I'm excited about them too. As I was thinking about some important things you guys might need to know about me, I was remembering to last year when I've talked with you guys about the reality TV shows I've tried to get on. Well, I haven't got on one yet, but I still have hope for Tough as Nails. But sort of, I've been watching a new show to me. It's an old show, The Amazing Race. And so that's actually a new one I'm really interested in, but I do need a partner. And so if anyone's interested, I need somebody who can eat eyeballs and is good with directions. Like, those are the two things. Okay, Maddie's out. All right, Sharon is my girl. Okay, so if you see us out for a while, we're on The Amazing Race. The other thing that I was realizing, and I was talking to a couple friends at our kickoff event, was some things that I just wish I could learn. And one of them is beatboxing. Like, anyone know how to do that? Doesn't that just sound like, it's just one of those things that I feel like could be really fun. And so the other day I was trying to convince my kids that I could, and then I was trying to tell them that I could rap. So if you're familiar with The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the intro, I just did this whole thing for them and they were just like, Mom. It might come up. It might come up later. And my kids were like, that was so cool. So then I did have to tell them I didn't come up with it. The last thing that you guys should know about me, and this is, I don't think I'm the only one. And this just gets to be a night where we all get to confess these things. I was in the shower this morning. Sorry, Jared. And I was shaving my legs because I was wearing pants that you could see my ankles. And as I was shaving, I realized that this is the time of year that I only shave as high as I need to. So it only comes up to about here. So when I was at work today and I sat down and my pants go up a little higher. That's what happened at staff coffee today with all of my coworkers. It was like, well, I'll stand in the back. Okay. Let me pray before we dive in. God, thank you for tonight. Thank you for this space called The Gathering that we get to gather, that we get to be a multi-generational people who connect in different seasons, stages, ages of life, and we get to connect around you and each other. So would you just be with us tonight as we dive in? Amen. Like Lydia said, our theme for this year is that threshold, kind of that in between what was and what is to come. And if you were at the kickoff, we talked a lot about what that could look like. It can look like transitions. It can look like invitations. It can look like disappointments. It can look like crisis. It can look like a lot of things because there is this, what was is no longer anymore. And then there's this middle thing. What happens in that gap? And so tonight, what we're going to talk about is when Peter walks on water. And just the threshold of faith when he steps out of the boat. And I'm just going to read the story. It's in Matthew. You do not have to follow along, but on your tables is a printout that you're welcome to follow along with. So Matthew 14, starting in verse 22. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted, and immediately after this, he just fed the 5,000. So this is immediately after Jesus feeding the 5,000. Jesus insisted that the disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up to the hills by himself to pray. Night fell and he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble, far away from the land, and a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on water. When the disciples saw him walking on water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus says. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong winds and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted, and Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why do you doubt me?" When he climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshiped him. "You're really the Son of God," they exclaimed. So there's a few things right away that catch my attention in this story. But one of them is seeing Peter's act of stepping over the boat as both an act of physical threshold, and there's this act of spiritual. Like, he had to trust God in this unreasonable and outrageous circumstance of the storm. So when I think of the storm, I've thought about the Oregon coast. You see the waves crashing on the rocks and there's this storm. And then today I was like, I think it was probably a lot bigger than that. Has anyone watched the movie Perfect Storm? You know, like towards the end of the movie when there's a storm, you know, the waves that are like, they feel like they're a mile high and you just know you're not gonna survive this storm, and they're doing everything they can, and this is a huge wave that is about to crash over their boat, and in this movie they don't survive. So there's this moment of uncertainty, of fear, and I'm imagining that's what he's looking at. One of the things I love right away is when Jesus sees the disciples in trouble, he comes to them. He doesn't wait for them to do anything. He just comes right to them. So we're going to sort of break this down a little bit. And we're going to start with Peter's bold request. "Lord, if it is you, if it's really you, tell me to come to you." How many times have we done this to God? Right? I've thought about for myself, "God, if you're real and you really see me, then make my leg hurt. If you're real, then like show me a shooting star. If you're real, then do this thing." We probably have all done it because we all want this tangible way of hanging on to like, "God, you are real." We want to believe it. We know it in our head. We want to know it in our heart, but we just want to see it. We want to see it right now. So can you like put a pain in my elbow? That would show me that you hear me. This really what I think is highlighting Peter's desire to trust Jesus. "God, if you are really who you say you are, then call me out on the water. I want to believe what you're saying, so show me." And sometimes we do ask for assurance when God is, when we're doing, like we're in the middle of the storm, we want assurance. "God, are you really with me? God, can I do this? God, can you show up? God, are you there? God, where are you?" I know that some of us in this room, we have been in seasons, we are in seasons of God is silent. Where is God? God, how could you let this happen? God, I know you could do something different because you've done it for them. God, where are you for me? So there is this uncertainty that we sit with in the middle of these storms. And yet, Peter, in the middle of this storm, is saying, "God, if you're really who you say you are, then call me out onto the water. I want to believe." So then Jesus says, "Come." And Peter did. Have you guys asked God to do things, to do something, and he says, "Come," and then you like have to do it? There have been, so today I was trying to think about like, what story in my life when this something like this happened? And as I was trying to like think through all of my life stories, the one that came to mind was when I accepted Jesus into my heart at a Young Life camp. And this is, so I'll just tell you the story. It's, if anyone has ever heard of Young Life or been to Young Life camp, the way that camp is set up is the beginning of the week, it's high energy, kind of low spirituality. And as the week goes, it crosses. So by the end of the week, you're having the crosstalk. And so the activity slows down a lot, but you're hearing a lot more about Jesus, who he is, what he's done for you. And there's a lot more time to sort of process this. So then they give us this night of quiet time to go out into the fields, and we just sit with God and we can ask God whatever we want. So this is a night that I'm, "God, if you're real, then show me a shooting star." And do you know what he did? He didn't show me a shooting star, but he was present with me. And it was, "God, okay, then maybe make the wind blow. Did the wind blow? No. So I'm sitting with God in this place of, if everything that these people at camp have been telling me is true, then where are you in my life? So then all of a sudden it was like this, here I am and here I am and here I am and here I am. So then as I'm thinking about this story and I'm thinking about Peter in the boat, I'm thinking about my own life and my boat. So my boat is similar to Peter, and God, if you're real, then call me out. So in this moment at Young Life Camp, at Washington Family Ranch, when I feel like Jesus was calling me out, I stepped out and it's here. He said, come. Is this okay? So there is this, for Peter, there's a storm. Jesus, if you're real, call me out on the waters. He does. Peter steps out. The boat in our lives, and I'm imagining as we're all thinking, this represents the comfort zones that we feel secure, but we're limited. We're safe here, but we know we can't move further. This is good. We know it. We know how to live. We know how to function. We know how to do a lot of things, but we're limited. Crossing the threshold often requires us to step away from what feels safe and into something unknown. It's because of the comfort that we experience, right? So I'm sitting in this pitch dark field trying to ask God, where are you? And I don't get a shooting star, and I don't get the wind to blow, and I don't get all these things that I'm asking for, but what I do is all of these memories start popping up. So some of you know my story. My mom committed suicide right before my freshman year of high school. So when I'm in the field, that pops up and I see Jesus with me. Some of you know my story and you know that my dad was not present. He was a drug addict and in and out of my life. And in that moment, Jesus showed me where he was in my life. And it was all of these like moments in my life that Jesus was like, here I am. Here's what you get to step into. I'm not gonna show like do a shooting star, that would have been cool. But here's what I get to do is I get to show you where I am present in your life. So what I wanna do, just for the next few minutes, is just on your own, think about a time in your life, whether it's current or the past, that's required you to step out of the boat. It could be your own faith journey. It could be when you accepted Jesus and what that looked like for you. It could be something what Lydia was talking about. It could be just a transition in a job. It could be in your marriage. Like, think about the boat. What's that safety thing that has you right now and that's kind of holding you back from what Jesus might be calling you to? So I'm gonna give you some time to just on your own think about that, and then I'm not quite sure. I have two different ideas, but I'll let you know. So you have a little bit of time. All right. You can finish writing. And then what I would like for us to do is just at your tables, as you are comfortable, sharing what you were processing with God. And a little bit later on tonight, we'll do something a little bit more with that. But so just for the next few minutes, just around your table, share as you feel comfortable. You can pass. You don't have to share. You can go into as much detail as you would like. But one of the things that we love about the gathering and that our heart is for the gathering, that this would be a place of community, that this would be a place of friendship and growing and learning together. And so part of doing that is the sharing part. And like we always say in women's ministry, you are totally willing to pass as well. So again, just for the next few minutes or so, you can share at your tables. All right, ladies. I am very aware that we could just talk all night. So this is a part of the story with Peter that I feel like it ended there. Like, we stepped out, we trusted God, and it was all good. But it's not. And it says, but when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. When I was sitting in that field, asking God, if you're real, then have like send a shooting star, make the wind blow, you know, have a deer run through the field, whatever. And he wasn't doing it, but he was showing me these stories. I felt like I was in such a safe and just in a new spot, in a place I didn't know. And later on, it was an interesting journey for me because I can look back and I can look a few years from that moment, and this safety that I felt with God as he was showing me where he was in all of these moments all of a sudden became the things that were making me terrified. Because now, God, if you're real, then why did you let that happen? And God, if you're real, then why did you let my parents abandon me? And if you're real, then why did you let all of these things happen? And I could list them off. And so, God, I know that you're capable and able to not have those things happen, yet you did. And so now what? And so when I look at Peter's story and I look at the wind and the waves, I'm looking at my life and I'm like, these are the winds and the waves in my life. These are the things in my story that I'm like, God, I want to believe you. I asked you to call me out. You did. And I looked away and I have fear. And now I'm walking a journey that feels like a real journey with God of questioning, of wondering, of asking, of counseling, of mentors, and just a whole journey of like, God, if you are who you say you are, then why do all these things happen? And I don't have the answer for all those, right? This gets to be the journey we're on, but there is a reality to these things in our lives, these boats, these safeties, we step out. And in Peter's story, but when he saw the strong wind and waves, he was terrified and he began to sink. This just reminds us that in crossing those thresholds, the fear and doubt still arise. Like those don't, crossing those don't eliminate those hard things, those scary things, the things in life that will come up, the way that Satan will interact with us. And also there are the things of just life, right? Like life sometimes just sucks. It isn't always the enemy coming after us and doing something. And there is a time for sure. Like the enemy is real. And those waves and those winds, those are the things that will capture our attention and we begin to sink. The moment Peter took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. So as you're thinking about these thresholds in your life, the things that maybe you are sharing about, what does it look like for you when the waves and the winds come? What has it looked like? So we're going to move into another little part of sharing just for a little bit. And then we're going to get into kind of a group of two or three or four. And we're just going to pray for one another for a few minutes. We are not going to have a whole lot of time. And so again, if you're comfortable praying, you can pray quietly. But just if you feel comfortable, we're going to just share a little bit about what are the winds and the waves in our lives. We have them. We all do right now. There are the things that are making us tumble in the ocean. So what does it look like in our lives right now? And I will sort of move us towards prayer here in a few minutes. So just again, around your table, what do some of the waves and the winds in your life look like right now? Okay, so Peter, he sees the wind and the waves. He's terrified. He begins to sink. And what does he say next? Save me, Lord. And Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and grabs him. You of little faith, Jesus said, why do you doubt me? I'm guessing, and I'm going to go on a limb, I'm guessing that many of us have called out to God to be rescued. And one way or another, physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, for ourselves, for our family, for our friends, we have called out to God for him to rescue us. And so we're going to move into a time of prayer. And like I said, I'll give your table some freedom to choose. As a table, you can pray if you want to split up. I know not everyone is comfortable praying out loud, so there's no pressure to. So just with sort of what you shared about your waves and your wind, just however you feel led to pray. You can pray for each other. You can pray for yourself. But there is power in praying out loud with one another. And so as you think about reaching out, like with God reaching out his hand to rescue you, you can share what that would look like for you. But I would say just at your table, you can decide how you want to pray. As you've been thinking about your thresholds, what you've stepped into, what you want to step into, what you're stepping out of, the waves, the wind, God, asking God for his rescue. There's a lot of freedom here to pray, but just at your table, however you feel comfortable doing it. We're going to spend a little bit of time praying before we wrap up tonight. All right, friends, we're going to be wrapping up here soon. You don't have to go back to where you were seated. Angie, you girls, you ladies can stay in the back. But we are going to finish up this story. So when they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. And the disciples worshiped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. There's something about crossing the threshold of faith that not only transforms us, but it impacts those around us. Which is why when we sit here at the gathering, at Hearts at Home, at our retreat, at our Spring Women's Bible study, why we do it in community to share. We get to share those ways that God has impacted us, and therefore we impact the people around us, because then we get to hear more about who God is, what he does, and how he works. So I'm just going to close us in prayer, and there's no rush to get out, but we will wrap up the night. And you're welcome to keep praying, keep talking, keep processing. But I am going to pray. God, 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." And so, God, as we go into our week, as we think about these thresholds, as we think about the things that are in transition, the things that we're stepping into, the things we're stepping away from, some decisions that are being made, and God, just all the ins and outs that you know, would we just be able to rest in that truth, that your grace is all we need, and that your power works best in our weakness. So God, may we know that, may we believe it, and may we just rest in that. Amen.